Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for joining us this morning. I know we said it was going to be sunny all week, but, you know, sometimes weather has a mind of its own. It is, it's drizzling right now where I live. Mm-hmm. It's not a, you know, maybe it'll clear up later today. You know, get a little sun in there.
I don't know. I've been using the app I'm using now is called Dark Sky. Apparently it was the premier weather app
that
Apple just bought because they wanted it in their collection of things. But they've got rain for today. Possible for tomorrow, but then Saturday and Sunday, it's partly cloudy, and Monday through Thursday of next week, sunshine.
Nice.
But this has changed since just this morning, so I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, okay, so if they own that one, why is the other one saying something different? Because that's also owned by them, the one that came with my phone. That one says no rain today, no rain tomorrow. It says cloudy. But it's not saying anything about rain. But it poured here earlier.
Overnight, yeah. I've got partly cloudy in San Francisco for today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and sun from Sunday through Thursday.
Oh, God, I want sun. And you said, like, one of the days has a high of 78 or something?
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, 72 on Wednesday in San Francisco.
Sweet.
Which is, that's
the
warm
perfect
for
temperature.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you're looking for. All right, it's Thursday, and of course that makes tomorrow Friday, which is great news. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., that's when we're going to talk about Survivor. If you watched it last night and you were waiting for us to talk about it today, we do it all on, we don't care about spoilers, we do it all. If you don't want spoilers on Survivor, don't be listening tomorrow at 6 a.m. If you've done your homework, make sure you listen. All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. We do it every Monday. It's up. You can get it at RadioAlice.com. Or wherever you get your radio.com, wherever you get your podcast from, and follow Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram, because sometimes he goes live on there, and it's just a good time. It's a good follow. All right, let's start with Randy Newman. Randy Newman is the guy, he writes a lot of the Pixar music, and he wrote, I don't know if it's my favorite Pixar song of all time, from Toy Story 2, when She Loved Me. Little Jessie, the cowgirl, she sings it about the little girl who gave her up, pulled her
painful.
Out from the dust.
Yeah.
Oh, just, there
I stayed
it is.
The same, but she began to drift away. I was left alone.
Oh, God.
Still I waited for the day.
Cry my eyes out of that one.
When she'd say
so he's written in, you know, You Got a Friend in Me and a million other Pixar songs. So now he's written us a quarantine song. This is not a produced song. It sounded to me like he's just playing piano and singing along. So the audio's not the greatest. But still, it looks like now, thanks to Randy Newman, we've got some kind of a theme song for a quarantine called Stay Away.
Venus in sweatpants, that's who you are. And when this mess is over, I'll buy you a car, and we'll drive that car so fast and so far. All your stupid friends will be left behind. Stay away from me. Yeah, but keep your distance, please.
Well, it sounds like one of his songs.
Stay away from me.
time like these. I'm gonna be with you 24 hours a day. A lot of people couldn't stand that, but you can.
Stay away. Words of love.
You'll be with me 24 hours a day.
These days.
So true.
I know. So there you go, Rin. I don't know if he's going to wind up doing a produced version of it, but there he, I mean, it's so funny because he's just like, those are his chords. Like, that just sounds like a Randy Newman song.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
It's not beautiful in that the most neighborly thing we can now do is turn the other way when you see someone, but.
Yes, that's the way we say I love you in these.
He has a certain style and way of doing things, no doubt.
He certainly does. BET is airing a special later this month. I don't see a date on this, but it's called Saving Ourselves, a BET COVID-19 relief effort. As of right now, they've got performances from DJ Khaled, Charlie Wilson, Chance the Rapper, Fantasia, and many more. So I don't see, you know what, let me look, check this really quick here and see if there's a date attached to this. It's possible it's April 22nd. And I'm going to guess it's at BET.com.
Was that a question?
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm asking the research department, I guess.
Okay.
Is April 22nd Earth Day this year?
I can tell you in 2 seconds. Earth Day is, yes, April 22nd.
I think that's this has become Earth Month because, boy, the skies are clean.
Yeah.
So anyway, BET is airing a special later this month called Saving Ourselves. Do we have confirmation on the date? We don't. Okay.
It says April 22nd.
Oh, it does say it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good. So maybe that is
at 8 p.m.
Perfect.
Eastern time.
But it's neat. What you just mentioned is really neat. The idea that the planet is benefiting from us staying in is a neat sign. I've heard the oceans are cleaner than they've been. I've heard the air is cleaner everywhere. That's pretty neat.
It is. It's a, you know, one small silver lining. We're looking for them. On Jeopardy on Tuesday, it was filmed before coronavirus took over the globe. So do you have this question ready to go, Brittany?
I don't yet. Oh, give me a sec.
Okay. It's okay. All right. See if you can find it. But basically, there was a pandemic question.
Okay.
Randomly. At the time that they shot it, I assume they knew about. Because at the time, it was probably going crazy in China. I'm not sure when how far ahead they film these things. Although my guess is they're probably banking a lot of them these days. If Alex is ready to work, and you know, with him battling pancreatic cancer at this point, were you able to find the question?
Back to you, Nathaniel. Health and Medicine 800.
From a Greek word for people. It describes a disease that affects many people at one time. Nathaniel?
What is a pandemic?
We'll accept that.
There it is.
All right.
Billie Eilish has been quarantining at home with her parents. And she says...
Because she's a teenager.
Right. That's where she lives, with her parents. she likes it. She's totally fine with it. She says,
right.
I've really been enjoying being alone. I feel like everybody on the internet has been on FaceTime all day long with their friends. I love my friends. I can't wait to see them. I do miss them a lot, but at the same time, I'm good. I'm good being alone. I like being alone. She said, as soon as we can see people again and go out, we're going to be so happy and so grateful. And in about 3 days, we're all going to take it for granted again. That's the way people work.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. She's not wrong.
Although, you know, it's hard for, and I don't say, I like that teenagers are opinionated and they're passionate about their opinions, and I was one as well, but I think adults have a tendency to be a little more, you know, permanent in the changes they make when it's something that really affected them.
Mm-hmm.
I think more people will have a little, if possible, they're going to have a little more money saved up for that so-called rainy day.
I actually was thinking about that I think this is going to revise a lot of people's thoughts about how they're doing. You know, for many people, this is absolutely devastating. And the last thing on their mind is going to be saving for the next one. It's going to be getting the F back on their feet again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there's absolutely no question, Vinny, that John and I have, and I'm sure many families have had the conversation, like, we need to have, we just need to have six months that nobody touches and that is, that sits there and is 100% emergency money.
The toilet paper stash that doesn't get used will be an absolute as soon as we're done here.
Right.
Like,
well, hospitals
be...
should have a year's worth of masks,
right,
and personal protection. Yeah, you, like, if you've got extra toilet paper at the end of this, put it under your hat, put it in your bath, in your attic, wherever. I'm sure the rats will get into it and make nests in it.
What? What?
I don't know. Isn't that what rats do? They break into paper products and
Well, I definitely, when I bought toilet paper, whatever that was, 2 weeks back, I just, it felt stupid that I was walking out of the store with my newfound loot and thinking like, oh, look at me. I got toilet paper, everybody. Like, what a stupid thing.
Listen, I had a dream the other night that I was out of, I was in the bathroom and I reach over and there's just one of those cardboard tubes on there. I'm like, oh no, John, bring me something.
I think we'll probably all want to have a stash of Purell or whatever product you like best, but that's probably going to get stashed somewhere and not used until necessary.
And we should. I hate to say it, but that's, we should. We should look at this as something that, like, no one saw this coming. I didn't. Did you? I mean, it's just,
no,
suddenly...
if I did, I would have made change. You know what's funny? My friend Zeb, this is a kid you may have met him at my wedding, but he's a guy I've surfed with, and we spent the winter together. And at one point while we were in the water, he says to me, this is 6 months ago, 5 months ago, whatever. He goes, bro, listen. He's my buddy. I love him, you know, but I don't take financial advice from him until now. He goes, bro, listen, just so you know, something's coming and you need to get your money pulled out of the market. If you've got a bunch of stuff, you should definitely get out of the market. And I'm thinking, okay, he's been listening to Republican radio or something, you know, something's gotten into him.
Oh my God. I so wish I had talked to him and listened to him. I never would have listened to him.
Well, I didn't. That's the point. I said, all right, bro. Oh, look, there's a wave. And I paddled over and I got a wave. And then we didn't talk about it again. Then later, this stuff started going down, he said to me, bro, did you get your stuff out of the market like I told you to? And I'm like, no. Why would I have done that? You want me to undo my whole 401k? I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. Like, can you even do that?
I truly don't know.
Can you pull it out and put it in a holding position until...
Maybe he meant like your personal...
No, he meant all of it. He meant
I don't know how you... I don't know what you... I thought there were only certain times you could even make changes at your 401k.
I don't know, but
yeah,
I know he
either.
Made them all. And he's like,
oh, good for him.
Bro, I'm sitting on a pile. I'm getting ready to invest. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Why don't I listen?
Because we're all like, we think we're living in the real world where, you know, that's not gonna, what are you, crazy? It's like all these people who, listen, you know who's got toilet paper and Purell right now? The people with bunkers in there, you know, the people we called crazy.
Right.
These end of worlders. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of changes. I think one thing go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, back to Billie Eilish, I think that she's right. In some ways, we'll go right back to normal. But I also think grown-ups have a tendency to have felt the pain or the worry or concern of something that's happened. And we'll make the changes necessary.
Reeling. I just really, this whole, like, bailing out all these companies again. And I really think that they ought to put into law somewhere that companies should be able to fund themselves for even, say, a year. They should have enough money to continue to pay workers. And before they pay out bonuses, before they pay out stockholders, like every company, especially these huge ones, these ones that are too big to fail, so we give them money.
Well,
it's like capitalism until socialism has to come and bail you out.
Whose mistake allowed them to get too big to fail is another issue. I mean, think about how we're supposed to not let companies become monopolies and buy up all their competition.
All kinds of antitrust laws, supposedly.
And yet that's been allowed to happen, and therefore the government's bailing itself out in a way?
Yes, exactly, Benny. Well said. Oh, the world is broken. Anyway, hi, guys. Let's do something fun. This is fun.
Okay.
You know, if you love Radiohead.
I do.
By the way, I want to say there was like a Radiohead song in one of the Ozark episodes this season, like early on.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I would have noticed it at the time and then just.
I think it was when Wendy was walking through that one house doing all kinds of weird stuff.
There was oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I Not was the like, one house, their old house.
Yeah, well, don't I mean, spoiler oh, alert. Sorry. You know. I wondered sorry. If anything was going to come of that, you know?
And I am not picking up what you're putting down well, today. I don't know what's you know. Wrong with me.
Anyway, so Radiohead, they are going to do a weekly archival streaming series as coronavirus quarantine entertainment, which thank you, I guess. Radiohead have announced a new weekly streaming series to keep fans isolated, entertained as they're isolated. Each week they're going to post a show. They've got this newly launched Radiohead Public Library, and they're going to do this on their YouTube channel. And it starts, looks like it starts tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Basically, the band wrote, now that you have no choice whether or not you fancy a quiet night in, may we draw your attention to these entertainments. The series is going to launch tonight with something called Live from a Tent in Dublin, which captures a show that they did at the Punchestown race course in Dublin, Ireland, October 8th, the year 2000. 23 songs, tracks from Kid A, which had been released 6 days prior to the show. It looks like there's some OK Computer on there. Anyway, 23 songs. If you're a Radiohead fan, tonight's your night.
All
Congratulations. Right. And finally, Tommy Lee says, Motley Crue's Summer 2020 Stadium Tour is still on. I've spoken. So these were supposed to be their, you know, their first show since the band did their farewell tour in 2015. It's the 5 years later, we're still saying goodbye tour. And he's saying, oh, no, that's happening.
Well, one of the big storylines on top of all the planning that goes into U.S. or world tour, and there's a lot of it. A lot of people are working down that line. So it's noble of him to want to keep doing it. I also know that all four of them were pushed back into the gym to get their health up.
Mm-hmm.
In order
I'm
to
sure
be
he's
able
like,
to...
I'm not wasting this.
Well, that's
Things is
it.
Getting more candy coated by the moment.
I'm sure he's like, look, we've all been in the gym. We got Vince's weight down. You know, he's dropped 100 pounds. We've got to go.
Yeah. And he says here, everything's still a go. Okay, buddy. Looks good at this point. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
So I've got a lot of people are finding out for the first time what it is their significant other does at work every day.
Oh.
Because they're suddenly working next to them.
Right.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.